you. I'll call the meeting back to order. This meeting was in regard to discussion of personnel. The next thing is the approval of March 24th board meeting.
Oh, 21st. I made that mistake.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved. I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Technical report, site statement. Well, you can.
Not sure where we're going up to. Should we go to the restroom? Would you like to be doing gravel next and come back to work?
Well,
okay. Here's something else. This will all be fun to listen to on this crew. Okay.
Study, so that would be
still got to check in with them to see if they have any of the old data around.
Well, if they don't have it, I mean, if they give you permission, Prosser Labs has all the material because they're the ones that did it.
That's good.
Any questions on anything on the report or on...
Number five, number one, I don't know if you know the, but I've never seen anyone have such a long time to build a house as this particular McKinsey's in Pocono Township when they built it.
It's been going on for a little while.
And what was the problem there?
They've got a rough site, honestly. I gotta say, there's a lot of stone out there that I think they weren't anticipating. So they've actually had a lot of work in just the excavation portion of it. And I know it's the Mr. Kinsley's son that's working on that site. So I don't know. Maybe it's timing on his end. I really couldn't speak to that.
Okay. And number five, what was the potential solid waste?
That was fill that was being brought in, and that is being tested by DEP at this point. When fill is being brought to a site, the contractor, the person who's bringing the fill, is required to certify that it's clean fill. There was evidence that it was not clean fill, petroleum smells, things like of that nature, and. The location of where the fill was coming from was from out of state, from the tracking that the trucks bringing it in had. So that is being tested by DEP. We've had a number of issues on sites in Monroe County. For general public awareness, if you are receiving fill, they are required to have analyticals and tracking on that fill prior to dumping. I think there are some unsuspecting landowners that have had that put on their property and now have had issues and have to remove that and remediate the site. So it's unfortunate, and I know that maybe I can speak to it a little bit, that that's being addressed at a higher state level. I know Senator Scavell has been taking up that charge as well, because it's an issue for our county.
And, you know, anecdotally, we've heard that folks are actually paying for this fill as well, where some people are getting paid to take it. So it's, unfortunately, it seems like it's kind of a, I don't know if it's a gray area or I won't make too strong of a comment, but if anybody, if you can spread that in your general education for homeowners or anybody bringing in fill, just to make sure if they're bringing in to have some documentation with it, I think that might save some headaches down the road.
We don't have another Hamilton Township problem here, do we?
We've got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, in some of the, not in respect that, it's a bigger question, I think. So, I mean, there are some places that are taking fill and are doing their due diligence and tracking where that fill is coming from, the chain of custody, analyticals, and making sure that it is clean fill. But then there are other cases where it's an unsuspecting landowner who just wants fill because they want to, you know, flatten out their backyard and plant grass and have a lawn for their kids
to
play on.
That's not the case here.
That is the
case.
It's
more of a factual organization.
It's both.
It's both.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, how fast can we expect a response from DEP?
They've been excellent about getting out there. Solid Waste Department of DEP has been on top of it, and they realize that there's a problem. I get a response within a couple of hours, and, you know, within a day or two, they're scheduled to come out and take samples. It does take some time to get those samples back from the lab, but they've been right on top of it when they come back and they're hot, so, which has been the case on two or three sites now.
So what's the status of it today?
Particular site?
Yeah.
We request that the landowner stop bringing in the fill. We try and educate them and let them know that, you know, there may be an issue out there. And then, like I said, DEP follows up and comes out and takes the samples. So, but we do request that they stop.
Do you have night vision cameras?
We don't. If you want to buy us some, we'd be happy to. A couple of drones we've talked about.
We've had a couple of vigilant neighbors, too, for some of these that have highlighted. They keep an eye.
They're probably better than anybody that they've petroleum products in the dirt, their wells go bad.
Yeah.
They're gonna be up.
And then they just call on each other.
Yeah.
So is there a permit process for this to get the fill, or is it up to the landowner to talk to the township? How does that work?
As far as
getting the fill, I know you're
any kind of fill.
Yes,
or
you're tracking it.
Solidly. Well,
solidly.
Whoever's transporting the fill is supposed to have a chain of custody, and there's depending upon the site that it's coming from, and I'm speaking a little bit out of my realm of expertise here. I can just speak to what I've seen happen here at our county.
Sure.
So there would be a chain of custody. It's an FP-001 form, which is attached to an MPS permit as well. So, you know, if there's any kind of earth moving, that fill should be certified. You know, that somebody is saying, yeah, this fill is clean. You know, and that's usually taking place at the site that it's coming from. It's being tested, and then those haulers would have that chain of custody, as well as the FP-001 and all of those analyticals that they're required to keep on file. You know, if it's a site that's permitted under DEP solid waste as being like clean fill, it would go through a whole different set of permitting, I guess, at that point. I can't really speak much more on that end of it, but that should be something you can ask a driver who's before they dump it. You know, can I see your paperwork? You know, see what they come up with, and if there's any question, you know, contact us, contact DEP, and we'll get the right people out to do the testing.
On 7 and 8 at IR, is that 55? That's the reports were sent.
IR 55, oh. Yes. It is IR 55. That that site has multiple different projects going on. So there's the lot 100, lot 110, and then also under that same permit is some of the work along 115. So there's like three different kind of projects that are grouped in there. That's why there's so many inspections on that site. So we're not just harassing them. Okay. I promise you.
We're not. I just wondered if you lived up there. Number 18, did these people start without a permit?
The logging site?
Yeah, is that Staten Road?
Cat's Timber Harvest?
Yes.
Is the one you're looking at?
Yes.
That's just a logging site. Let's see, we got it. Permit information to the logger.
105.
Is that a 105 permit? Is that what you're saying, John?
Is that on Staten Road?
Yeah.
And that's all they needed was 105?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'll turn it over to John.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, John.
Thank you for entertaining this grant expenditure today. Our Quality Assurance Board met on Tuesday, the 9th of April, and made the following recommendations to the board, just by way of letting you know how much money we have to spend and how much money we have to spend. As you know, last year we entered into a new 5-year agreement with the SEC to participate in the dirt and gravel and low volume road program. And each year we receive an allocation of around $225,000. We're supposed to spend that money. And so at the end of that five-year contract that we just came out of, there was an extension to finish spending up that money. And so they called that old money. And in dirt and gravel, we have old money of $123,000 and some change, and under low volume we have old money of $46,000 and change that we have to spend by May 24th. We can accomplish almost all of that today. However, we've already committed to some projects that are not completed yet, and so we're relying on Polk Township to finish their Hell Hollow project to complete that expenditure of that dirt and gravel money. Surprisingly, that's been the hardest money to spend, is the dirt and gravel money. The low volume money seems to go pretty quickly with all the bridge replacements that we've been doing and crossing replacements. So Having said that, Middle Smithfield Township, Corey is here today, Roadmaster, we looked at a project on Firestone Lane, a dirt and gravel road that goes through the scout reservation. And we looked at about 3,800 feet of road. There are a couple of stream crossings. They do meet the requirements for the program for replacement. And the majority of the work is fill, drainage work, and base repairs. The total project value is $179,036. The grant request that the QAB recommends to the board to fund is for $124,143.80. I'm trying to get Corey around, but that's the grant request that was submitted, $124,143.80. If anybody has any questions. Bushkill Creek is the ultimate receiving water. The street crossings are trips, small trips going into the Bushkill, which is HQ. And Chuck's not here to make any motions, so it's up to you guys.
Do I hear someone make a motion on the recommendation of John?
I'll move.
I'll second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, the second dirt and gravel project. It's been a while since we had the Game Commission involved, I think 2015. Since they did any projects with us, they had replaced a couple of bridges up on Brady's Lake Road. As you might know, that's a 3-mile-long road that goes from Route 940 back into Brady's Lake. When the dam was rebuilt, I don't remember what year, Craig might remember, that was a big project, Brady's Lake Dam. The former tar and chip road got obliterated, and they reverted it to a gravel road. And they didn't really do a lot of work on the drainage. And there's quite a few swamps adjacent to the road that bleed onto the road or under the road. So we looked at a small project, 1,550 feet, starting at the Selfish Swamp tributary to Wagner's Run, going up another quarter mile back towards Brady's Lake. And we looked at adding fill to bring the road up to grade, adding a couple of pipes, a tow drain, and fully eliminating the direct discharge to the stream, which was is currently depositing sediment in the tributary. And that's going to be bid out. The Game Commission is on the state fiscal year, so they're planning to get the project bid out and done in June. And that is going to be contracted work. That grant application's for $50,180. A nice round number. And that'll put us at about $175,000. Which is greater than the $123,000 that we have to spend, but less than the $182,000 that we have in the bank currently. So that's for $50,180 to the Pennsylvania Game Commission.
Do you need a motion on that?
Yes.
Do you need a motion on?
So moved.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor, say if I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, and then for the low volume program, again, not a lot that we have to spend, but we do have $172,000 in the bank right now. And we still have one outstanding project, which I'll talk about under extension requests. But they're looking, Chestnut Hill Township is looking to replace a dual pipe stream crossing on Weir Creek. For those of you that don't know where County Park Road is, and this was the first time I was ever on it, it is the road immediately west of the West End Fairgrounds. So it runs along the fairgrounds, back past the campground, and across the creek. It has a very wide floodplain. There are wetlands directly adjacent to the stream. It's actually hard to figure out how wide the stream is and where the stream exactly is. But the stream breaks into two main paths and goes through those pipes, so that velocity kind of keeps the vegetation at bay in those two sections. We had TU out to the site and the Center for Dirt and Gravel Road, both out providing some technical assistance on the design, and they both recommended to utilize the largest structure that you can fit under the road. The township engineer came back with a 4-foot by 16-foot aluminum arch culvert to replace the two 36-inch reinforced concrete pipes that are currently in place, and then there's some additional work also included in that. That's a $231,000 project, with a grant request for $120,000 even, a nice even number. Just keep
you got that?
$120,000 grant request from Chestnut Hill Township for a low-volume road project on County Park Road.
Who is TU? You said you got TU up.
Trout Unlimited.
Where's that biologist down at, John?
Sean lives in Palmerton, and he comes up whenever we need him. He can arrange dates to help us with the stream construction, stream design. He basically designs the stream through the road crossing. So the township engineer is designing the road across the stream, and the biologist is helping us get the creek right. Just as a note on these stream crossings, the center's been working hard to get the word out, but we're doing our best too to do that. And you have to look at these things. Road crossings on waterways aren't short-term fixes or short-term projects. They're there permanently. So these things are going to go in, and they're going to be there for 50, 75, or 100 years. So if we don't do it right now, it's going to be wrong, and many of them are wrong in terms of the stream and the stream function. And a lot of times that impacts the road function as well. And vice versa, you can have some negative impacts from the stream on the road and from the road on the stream. So, everybody's trying to get it right. The U.S. Forest Service has been working on this for years, and they've done a lot of trainings on stream design through road crossings because they don't want their structures to fail. And they also don't want the streams to fail. We're employing these guys. They're working for us. We ask them to come up and help us with this and make sure we get it right. And in fact, we did stop at Haney Road after we visited County Park Road, and he said it was one of the best projects that he's seen to date. So there are a couple of things we want to tweak on it, but of all the projects that he's looked at, and he's seen way more than I have, he thought that the Haney Road project came out great. So I think that speaks to the quality of work that we're trying to do and the design information that we're trying to get out to the engineering community on how to do these things and to do them correctly so that they function for a long time. So again, $120,000, nice round number for Chestnut Hill Township, County Park Road. If you guys have any other questions, I can try and answer them.
Okay, do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, thank you. So we'll spend that, and that'll ensure that we get our money for next year, too. So we have some extension requests. Middle Smithfield Township, we've been waiting on the Park Service to approve. They have to do an archaeological review for the subsurface work that we're doing for the pipes. As you know, the government was shut down for a brief period of time over the winter, and additionally, the Park Service only has one archaeologist on staff right now, and she's booked out till probably July, I was told. Smithfield's requesting an extension to this September to complete that project, and we're okay with that because Polk is going to finish Hell Road, and we're going to spend the money that we have to spend. So recommend that extension. I don't know. I have three of them, Pat. I don't know if you want them all together or individually.
Put them together.
Okay. Chestnut Hill Township, the Hipsey Gap Road project never got off the ground. We had pre-construction meeting. The Game Commission is doing huge timber harvests up there, two of them. They have about 60 acres left to do. Their contract dictates that they're done by June, end of June. So Chestnut Hill doesn't want to do the road project in the midst of that logging traffic. And we're okay with that too, because we spent the low volume money that we have to spend. So they're requesting an extension until October 2019 to complete that project. And Polk Township, which as I mentioned earlier, is currently working on the Hell Hollow East project. They were out putting French mattresses in yesterday, and it looks like they're on track to complete the project within the next few weeks. So they request an extension to May 17th, which gives us a week to cut the check and spend all the money that we have to spend to get our next allocation. So we recommend all those extensions be granted, and cross our fingers that the weather cooperates for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Carry a motion on the recommendation of John.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right, thank you.
Charlie.
Yeah. Funding for next year, I realize at our level we don't hear much out of the powers that be in Harrisburg, but how does it look? Because there's a big game going on in Harrisburg over revenues and gas wells and so what do you hear? Anything?
Our funding is through the transportation bill, and it's pretty much guaranteed. It's just a matter of they actually have to pass their budget for the comptroller to spend the money and put the money out. So our money's there, and it's dictated by legislation. So,
well, that's the problem.
That transportation bill is every 5 years, and we have, so we know for the next 5 years we're getting that money. So it's just a matter of them getting their paperwork done and getting the money out and allocated to the program. But the allocations, I won't say guaranteed, but it's pretty much guaranteed, and it's just a matter of when they get all their bickering done.
This is you're saying that you're more than comfortable that we'll be funded next year for the full amount.
Yeah.
This is one of the
might not be in August, but might be September or October till we get it, but it'll be there.
It's one of the few programs where there never seems to be any concern of whether that money's going to be there. Like John said, it's law at this point, so everybody feels pretty confident that it'll continue moving forward, maybe even an increase in allocation coming next year.
Yeah, it's actually a showcase program at the state level. It's a water quality program and a transportation program. And, the Center for Gravel and Road Studies, they go all over the world and share this information about how to build roads and fix roads and keep the dirt out of the stream. So it's a well-known and well-regarded program, not just in Pennsylvania, but in other states as well.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Got a break, Roger.
Morning. Just a few things to highlight. We're in the midst of our spring school schedules, which is the busiest time of the year. We were able to schedule all four county school districts with their typical programs, and there were a few additional outside groups coming to the BOG. We were able to accommodate all of those. So the staff that started April 1st and will continue pretty much through the first week in June. So we have contracted service people lined up to help with programs, as well as the technical staff has given us some support for some of the programs we were a little short on. So those are all set to go. Earth Day is Saturday, April 27th, which is next Saturday at Northampton Community College. There are 31 exhibitors signed up, and we also have some entertainment and speakers going on. The Pocono Arts Council is doing their art show, The Earth Speaks, at the same time on campus, which is a good addition to this year's program, and we're looking forward to a big event again on April 27th, next Saturday, and most of the staff here at the district is involved with that on the day of the event. The other really good news is the boardwalk at the BOG has been repaired. The Nature Conservancy designed some new barrels, got some new barrels and designed a new system of tying them into the existing boardwalk. We spent two full days early in April with staff from the Nature Conservancy, some of their volunteers, and some of our staff, and replaced a total of 14 barrels. The decking was still fine, so we didn't have to do anything with the that. We just had to tear up, remove the old barrels, some of them which had been in since 1981, and were very full of water. And the way the new system is, it floats a lot more level. It's at the same height. I've been out there since we replaced it. Everything looks good. We have groups start. Actually, the first group will be on it tonight with a full moon walk, and then next week we start the school programs. So, knock on wood, we're not anticipating any problems with the boardwalk, and we should be good to go for the kids. And that money, the Nature Conservancy, all the money came from there. There was no additional money needed. The manpower came, like I said, from us, from volunteers, and from their staff. We had, for the Becker Scholarship, which we award every year in conjunction with the Becker family, we had 8 applications. All 4 school districts had applicants for that Becker Scholarship, and very good qualified students. That scholarship goes to a graduating student in a Monroe County school district who is pursuing a college degree in some kind of environmental field. And after reviewing the applications, the Becker family, in conjunction with our staff, is recommending that Magdalene Trunufio from Stroudsburg School District be this year's recipient. She's going to attend Vassar College in environmental science, and she has a pretty impressive involvement with science and things at the school at Stroudsburg, and an excellent outlook on the environment and everything else. We thought she was a deserving candidate. That award will be given at the Envirothon, which is Friday, May 3rd. So during the Envirothon, she will receive that from the Becker family in the Conservation District, and all the kids, and there's be over 100 students here at the Envirothon, will be here to see that, and hopefully that generates some more interest down the line, because those students will be coming up and graduating and maybe being able to apply.
That scholarship's what,
$500. Yeah, and that's, this I think is, I don't have the year, but it's close to 10 years now. And a really good list of applicants, so that's who, that'll be presented here.
At Vassar College, that's a meal ticket for a month.
Well, she's a pretty impressive student, so she's gotten some additional help, but you're right. Colleges these days, unfortunately, $500 doesn't go far.
God bless her.
The next thing on the agenda is the EE position hire, and I'm not sure, Adam, if you want to leave that.
Is there any additional questions over what we reviewed earlier? We're recommending that we, after receiving 7 applications and interviewing 2 candidates, staff recommends that we move forward with the hiring of Matthew Jabra as our new environmental educator, moving him from the technical ag position up to the EE center.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Any discussion? Questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I think you will do very well in that position.
And then the last thing is our annual summer work crew, which works for 8 weeks from June through August. All 3 members of the crew reapplied from last year in the same positions. They did an excellent job last year, so our recommendation is to rehire the same 3 people. We have their applications. That would be Kenny Dewar as the supervisor, Kieran Dewar, and John Gilroy as the laborers. The county sets the salary on that. I'm not sure what that is at this point, but that's set on the county level. But we would be looking to rehire those 3 people to come back again for this year.
Can I hear a motion?
We'll make it. Second. We'll make that motion.
The second was?
Charlie.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
And that's all I had, unless there's any questions.
Okay, thank you. District manager's report. You had it before.
Good morning, everybody. Good to see everybody again. It's been a while. A couple of things. Busy April. It'll pretty much be nonstop till mid-May here before we can take a breath, but we are prepping. We finalized all the locations for the BMP tour on April 30th. We're going to be visiting Cherry Valley Golf Course, the rehab golf course at now Wildlife Refuge. We'll be visiting Ray Price Auto off the Snydersville exit, Northampton Community College, and Mountain View Vineyards. So all of these have pretty outstanding green infrastructure VMPs included. Cherry Valley's a unique one because it kind of, for different reasons, it's utilizing all the same strategies just for ecology rather than stormwater treatment. And so we're kind of trying to make that parallel. But we'll be conducting that with the National Parks Conservation Association. We also have some attendees from the watershed groups, and a representative from the Planning Commission is going to be on the bus with us. We still have about 20 slots available. So if anybody's interested, just visit our website, mcconservation.org, and we have a link there. That is a $40 registration fee, but we do provide credits. So if there's any engineers or anybody that needs continuing ed credits, there will be 3 PDHs available for that event. And one of our engineers, Drew, will be conducting that with myself. So if, again, that's usually a selling point if a couple of the professionals need continuing ed credits. I want to commend Barb and John. I know John went into some of the old money issues, but can't really put into words how that process worked out. But to get the money out before we lost the opportunity to get the next year's funding was quite a lift. And going back and forth with the centers, a couple of calls that lasted well over 2 hours. And I think, as John pointed out, the issue with the Park Service kind of put us behind, because we thought that money would be long gone by now, but with the shutdown and them not being able to get an archaeologist here, really put us behind the eight ball. But Barb and John really did a lot of legwork, and John found a couple of projects that we could get done quickly, but still be quality projects that we could get that money out the door. So because of that, we're going to get our full allocation next year. So I just really want to commend those two for their hard work over the last several months. We had our topics-based training at DEP. That was in State College about 3 weeks ago at this point. A lot of it was based on reviewing our delegation agreements, responsibilities with Chapter 105. There was a lot of post-construction stormwater management training as it pertains to erosion and sediment control around that. And we also did about a day and a half or 2 days on the enforcement process. The good thing is, DEP Northeast Region, their compliance people led the training, which is, it's good for us because you could tell there was some confusion around the room, but that lets us know we're consistent with the Northeast Region, and they selected them to do the statewide training, so we feel confident that as well as we work with them, we're on the right track. But so it's good to get a little refresher on that, but again, we'll still work very closely with that moving forward. We conducted our multifunctional riparian buffer site tour for potential applicants for the grant, which we can discuss later on in another business. We did have Peters Consulting come in on Tuesday to look at our ramp. We awarded them the contract for the engineering. So they came in to do their preliminary evaluation. They're going to have surveyors here within a couple of weeks to start doing the measurements and come up with a game plan. And some unexpected exciting news, thanks to Barb and some conversation she had with Phil, the risk manager, Philip Markifer, our risk manager of the county. They were able to put their heads together and realize that we could apply for a P Corp loss prevention grant. So on behalf of, Philip put that application in on our behalf and received $8,200, which will cover the engineering costs and the contract through Peters Consulting Engineering. So
fantastic.
Yes. Didn't see that coming, but that was pretty cool. So again, Philip and Barb, just
it's out there. Yeah.
So for any department heads who don't go to the safety committee meetings every month, shows you should at least have a conversation about what you have going on at your office and any needs you might have, because you never really know what kind of help is out there for you. So that was a very nice surprise. That was about all I had to really highlight. If anybody has any questions on the rest of the items.
Some time ago we talked about getting maybe a quarterly report on the relationship between the Conservation District and PennDOT on our trade-offs.
Yes.
Yeah.
do you have a first quarter report ready to pass out?
I wish we did. You know, the best update I have for you is we got the signs on 611, the signs for the building, for the district and the education center. Our first official work meeting will actually be on May 9th. So by the next board meeting, I should have a report for you. We kept reaching out to them. I think they had some issues getting their scope of work, what they were looking for out of us. They were trying to finalize that, and we're hoping on May 9th when Lori and myself and the folks from PennDOT get together that we'll have that all hammered out. So it's moving forward. We're just a little bit, we're in the right spot. We're just waiting for PennDOT to come along and let us know how they want us to play into their work plan.
So we're doing our part.
Yes. Yep.
Financial report. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Any questions? Roger, you have anything?
No.
Barb, anything?
Is it this fun?
Do I have a motion to accept the financial statement balance sheet as of 3/31?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? If you want to take a minute, if you haven't already done, to look at the invoice approval, is there anything that you would like to bring to our attention?
The first three will be the larger expenditures that we just approved for low volume road and dirt and gravel road projects. Again, that's going to allow us to get our funding for the coming years. The other larger one would be some of the Earth Day expenditures. We have item 20822, that's our equipment rental for the Sherman Theater for all our entertainment. And the last one, 20826, that is our outgoing expenses for the rain barrels.
What do you sell those for?
75 plus tax. This year it comes out to 79.50. We used some different equipment this year, so it brought the price down about $5. I think we make about $5 per barrel. So it's not really a fundraiser for us, it's more of an educational. But
is that the normal 35 when you sell?
It's been right around there.
Yeah, good.
And luckily we've gotten some, in the past couple of years, I think WNEP had us on to discuss it last year, and this year we have some pretty good coverage as well.
Out in the open.
Out in the open, and I know it's in the paper as well, so we've been getting a lot of good.
You usually sell them all, right?
Well, all but three of these are already dedicated, so we'll have a couple extra that we can sell on the day of, but this is just... People have already paid, and this year we had a lot more multiple barrel purchases, so some orders were coming in with three. So.
Do I hear a motion to approve the invoice list as presented?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Out of county, you can see the list there.
Not much. The Mayfield one came up. Honest, that was to decide. Every year they have a meeting to discuss
cut.
Yeah, and that's for priorities for NRCS around the area, whether it's livestock, crop production, or forestry, if I'm not mistaken. And this year, there's also a component on a spotted lantern fly and some of the potential controls for that.
All right, do I hear a motion for the out-of-county travel expense?
So moved.
Request, I'm sorry.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I assume the staff advertisement is for the replace mat?
Correct.
Is there a motion to place a ad to, for applicants, the mat's position?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Copy your maintenance agreement.
That didn't come in yet, so that won't be an action item. We're going to try to get that. It's due next month, but we haven't been able to get the sales rep to send that over. So I don't know if there's an option. We might be able to handle that via email just to get it approved before it expires. But that's just a matter of us trying to get that from the sales rep. It's been a little difficult.
I've been a little busy.
Well, you shouldn't have to ask 10
questions. Well, I think that, you're right. The salesman, I think we can make a motion to enter into the agreement if you two are find it acceptable.
Okay.
And that way you won't have to make a special call or whatever.
What's the dollar amount?
I think it was $1,600 or $1,800 for this past year. It includes all the toner, so we don't have to buy toner, staples, things like that. We have to buy our own paper. And it covers all the service and all the parts. The machine's getting older, so it has been requiring a lot of work. So yeah, Everything's been covered.
That's good. That's will we be getting a new copier or a new one?
We will eventually. I think we were waiting until possibly next year. We were waiting for some.
With this year's, one thing we looked at with last year's budget process, and I think we had a draft, will be the 5-year expense plan. And the maintenance is on that, the servers are on that, so I think that'll give us a better idea. But that'll have to be within the next year or so. We thought we'd get through the ramp first and start working on technology after that.
And when you get a new one, you make sure that the hard drive is removed and wiped clean. Every copy you've ever made is in that hard drive.
Is it really?
Yes. I think we did it probably about 5 years ago. I think IT actually came in and helped me make sure that that was
they
taken care of
it, yes,
before they took the copier away.
Yeah.
Good to have for my notes, though. Mm-hmm.
Do I hear a motion to give in the authority to approve the maintenance agreement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Bid review and selection.
So we had the site visit. We conducted a site visit for the ESSA multifunctional buffer project. That was the PACE grant that we received. Only one entity took us up on that offer, although we received a few calls, and I think it was in some of the construction journals. I'm not sure how that's advertised, but I know we got some calls on it. The only one to take us up was Strausser Nature's Helpers. They did submit an application before the deadline of 4/15/2019. We received it at 2:54 p.m. This is the bid we had reviewed it with Strausser prior to submission. We felt that it met all the criteria of the project. They have a very thorough understanding of our constraints as far as the funding that we're still waiting for the final receipt. It still has to go through DCNR, so they understand that's still pending. But it meets the environmental concerns. It also, they took into consideration existing easement there for a potential trail, and they understand that that has to be delineated and treated differently. It also includes the maintenance we needed. And they provided all the documentation we required as far as proof of insurance. And there are any certifications either through Chesapeake Bay, landscape design criteria, things that we were looking for design standards. So the staff is recommending that we award the contract for the, and their amount was $29,818. Again, we have a understanding that funding will be through PACD, but that's still pending. But we're recommending that we award the contract of $29,818 to Strausser Nature's Helpers for the ESSA multifunctional riparian buffer project, pending receipt of the funding from PACD.
Yeah, make sure that's in the motion. Do I hear a motion?
I'll move.
Second. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Go ahead.
Let the record show I'm going to abstain from voting because Mr. Strausser is married to my second cousin.
Is she one of your favorites, or he, or her?
She happens to be one of the favorites.
I have to say, they were really good to work through the whole process with. this is really their specialty. They're looking to press more into the kind of design work that we're pushing on sites as far as the green infrastructure design, nature-based design standards. So they were very good to work with throughout the entire process. Thank you. That's it.
DEP, I don't see anyone. Yeah, there, information there. Jennifer?
Good morning,
Jennifer. Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. I do believe you've received a copy of my report. Right now, we are continuing to finish up writing contracts for the first round of obligations. We hope to have them done by April 30th, so we can hopefully pursue additional funding. We did hold a local work group meeting, which I think those that attended from Monroe County, it was a good meeting. Our attendance was up by 11 people, and I think we covered a lot of good departments. If I can ask, I have to do my annual review of my cooperative working agreement. It was the agreement that was signed back in 97, but I am required to review it annually. If you have a checklist, if I could just take a few moments of your time to review those.
Absolutely.
It's pretty much the same thing I did last year. So, the board membership responsibilities, the annual review of the memorandum of understanding between NRCS and the board, conservation district board demographic information, NRCS plan of action for representation on boards, councils, and committees requires states to annually review current board membership data with state conservation agencies and discuss the opportunities and benefits of having minority and female representatives on local boards or councils are impacted by the board or council's decision regarding conservation programs. Prohibition, disclosure of certain information by the USDA and its cooperators, applicants, participants, location, and any and all privacy information is not to be disclosed without a FOIA request. Upon board membership ending, former board members have the responsibility to protect any information. New and existing partners are invited and should attend NRCS-sponsored civil rights training. Federally assisted and federally conducted program delivery responsibilities. The 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title VI, is a federal law that prohibits discrimination on the basis of race, color, national origin, in programs and activities that receive federal financial assistance. Unlawful prohibited discrimination is unfair, unequal treatment based on protected basis. NRCS employees and partners who work with USDA programs are required to guarantee fairness and equal treatment to all customers eligible to receive USDA and NRCS programs and services regardless of any of the cited prohibited basis enforced by USDA. Race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, including gender expression, sexual orientation, disability, age, marital status, familial parental status, income derived from a public assistance program, political beliefs, appraisal, or retaliation for prior civil rights activity. Not on prohibited basis apply to all programs. Program outreach. NRCS state and field offices are required to establish and maintain outreach programs at the local level to ensure that all persons know about the availability of USDA and NRCS program services effectively and are encouraged to participate. Board membership includes willingness to reach out to others, to exceed normal communication expectation, or go beyond the existing limits to communicate with the underserved or under-resourced. Women and minorities, persons with disabilities, historically underserved, women resourced, etc. That's it. I can just pass this around for signature. And then if anybody has any questions.
I remember that from last year now.
Yeah. Okay, I can say it next year. But thank you.
Thank you. Is any other agency here that would like to, I know you, Bob, but in the back there, are you representing someone or just?
Yeah, Rosemary Brown.
Do you have any questions or comments or anything? Your first meeting?
It is.
Go back and tell them what a great meeting it was. Okay.
Look forward to the next one.
I'll just comment on the water quality study that Lori referenced. You know, I think it's really challenging that the funding is only for 36 sites in the whole county. And then the scientific challenge is you have to find that balance between this long-term study, some of these sites they've gone back to for many, many years, and it's like following a patient from childhood to old age. And in other cases, there is a pressing question or concern, and you may have never gone there before, but it's time to take a look at it. So that balancing act is quite challenging. and you're limited financially to only 70 samples. So I think they do a great job in trying to get that balance. Of course, you know, BWA, we would love to see 100 samples, but, you know, that's just not really reasonable from a time frame or from a funding, capability. The other comment I'll make is Earth Day, Roger mentioned, is a great thing. I really like also what the Waste Authority does between electronic recycling and the tire amnesty. I'm pretty sure that's going to be again this year, because that's all the junk that, you know, certain people think can be thrown over an embankment and end up in the creeks and just, you know, clutters the landscape. So, you know, spread the word. Don't just take your children and grandchildren to all the great stuff at Earth Day, but also those people that have junk around the house. This is an opportunity for them to, take it to the Waste Authority project there that day and get rid of it in a responsible manner.
We are adding one more thing to that. I almost forgot. Barbara, who did you work with on that?
Pocono Township Police.
Pocono Township Police. So we're going to be doing a drug drop-off spot right next to the Waste Authority, too, which, you know, when those are disposed of improperly down the toilet, down the drain, that causes a lot of problems, too, with local ecology. So some of those compounds don't go away. So Barb coordinated with that. So we're going to be doing everything from electronics to some ways to drug drop off and the give and take still. So a good addition for us this year.
Okay. Any other public comment? Yes.
Yeah, I would just like to reiterate the discussion about the solid waste, the importer solid waste into our county. The county's the border Jersey. Are in harm's way. Jersey has, in my view, better regulation in terms of monitoring and analyticals on the import and stuff. And so, because PA sort of deregulated about 20 years ago, I think it was, it created a market here in Monroe County, and then, you know, we dealt with the UPOS and other sites in the past. And so it would be great if the board could vote promote and support any legislative initiatives to tighten up those regulations so that we're not such an easy target for haulers in Jersey to come over and dispose of that material. The public costs of mitigation and restoration when it happens here are tremendous. I mean, the dollars, the public dollars that were spent at the U.S. site, U.S. site, Pocono, was unbelievable to remediate that. So anything the board could do to support, Mario Scavilla is working on something I'm not familiar with, but anything you guys could do to support that would be great.
We'll come up with some kind of resolution by the next meeting to do. That's something I agree with him, because I was involved in the UHAS thing. They brought it all up at night, and we had cops to follow them up there and whatever. It just wasn't enforced at that time, if they would have been forced to in the beginning. But that was some sign. In fact, he himself and his wife both passed away probably because of that. Contamination and pollution there. Hearing nothing else, I would like to, I'm sure you're aware that Janet Weinshaw resigned as associate board member. And I don't really know who the letter was to that she resigned. I don't know if it...
I think it just came to all of us.
It didn't have anything on there, but we'd like to thank her for her many years of service to the Conservation District, as well as the county, and many other things that she's still involved in as well. She was always a positive contributor, and we thank her for that. And I'm sure I speak for the entire board, unless someone else would like to say something. That being said, meeting adjourned. Wait, make sure you sign this before you leave. Do you have anything else you want to sign?
I'll get yours.